Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm Francesca, your host with, well, your host with COVID, bitch. I have to apologize for my podcast last week. It was very short. It was very shit. It was short and shit. And the reason is because I was feeling so under the weather. And it turns out your girl's got COVID. She's lasted this long without getting it. But yes, I finally succumbed. It is rife in Lincolnshire right now. It is absolutely rife. My nan has had to go into hospital and we have not been able to visit her at all because they just said the COVID rates are so high at the moment that people aren't allowed visitors. So yeah, it's just been everywhere, to be honest. My whole household has had it. Everyone's been ill. But I do have to say, a big shout out to my immune system, because I do have an autoimmune disease. I have not had the vaccine because I'm breastfeeding. And I have to say, this has quite honestly been like a bad cold with a little bit of tiredness mixed in. And I think part of that is just looking after children who are unwell. Also, whilst you're unwell, I think that's just, it's going to make anybody tired. But quite honestly, it's just been like a bad cold. And I understand that everyone gets it to different degrees. People have died. I know. But we have to be thankful for our health and our bodies. And I do just feel very thankful to my immune system. I knew to trust it. I knew that it would be okay. And yeah, I'm over here thriving, not just surviving. Something I just wanted to talk about quickly, because I'm quite excited about it, but I am going to do an entire episode about it, is, have you heard of the book E Squared by Pam Grout? So it is a series of experiments that prove that your thoughts create your reality. And it's such an interesting little book. I've done about two or three of the experiments, so I have to wait until I've done them all, until I obviously record about it. But I decided just to do an experiment of my own with it. So I decided yesterday, I just said to my mum, do you know what? I am going to decide that today I'm going to sell 10 necklaces, 10 gratitude necklaces. Now, sometimes I can go a day where I don't sell any, but I'd say on average I sell between 1 and 3 a day, maybe a couple a day. I've never sold 10 in a day, I don't think, except for maybe when I very first launched them, I don't know. And I just said, you know what, it's a big enough number that it would be very unusual if I sold 10 in a day. And guess what? Your girl sold exactly 10. I had a couple of people order that ordered like 3 in one order, which again has never really happened to me, like multiple necklaces in one order. That happened twice. And by the time I went to bed last night, which I went to bed about 10 o'clock, I'd sold 9. And I was like, do you know what? When I wake up in the morning, I know that there's going to be another sale there. And I looked this morning and there was another sale there. And it was so interesting that just my conscious decision to sell 10 necklaces, it just happened. That isn't that fucking wild when that's not a normal thing to happen? It's so interesting. If you are having, if you're struggling with your faith in the law of attraction and you want more evidence, I would highly recommend trying the E Squared book, the Pam Grout experiments, and just conducting your own little experiments like that, just to sort of say to yourself, right, today I'm going to sell whatever, or I'm going to, I don't know, whatever it might be for you, because it's really interesting when you get the desired result and you're like, huh, I mean, has it changed my life that I've sold 10 necklaces? No, not really. I'm very thankful for the orders. But it's more just to reinforce in my mind that yes, your thoughts are creating your reality all the goddamn time. She does a couple of other experiments with like looking for a certain strange coloured car, and like, now I just see goddamn green cars everywhere. Honestly, the book is very interesting. A podcast about it will be coming very, very soon. Anyway, today I want to talk about something that I learned from, I mean, I feel like I'm fangirling about this woman, but Denise Duffield Thomas, I am her biggest fan. She's written several books. This is from the book Get Rich Lucky Bitch, which we just recently did in our book club. And I thought that it would be a really interesting thing to share with y'all. So it is how to manifest anything you want with a simple 5-step formula. Now, if you've been following the law of attraction for any length of time, you might be thinking, hold up, 5 fucking steps? What are you talking about? We all know that the law of attraction is a 3-step formula: ask, believe, receive. Now, I believe that ask, believe, receive is very oversimplified. It is very easy for people to miss steps and to fail and then be like, well, it doesn't work. And the reason is because by simply saying, okay, ask, find out what it is that you want, but then the believe part is too simplified. It's all very well asking for what you want, but if you don't do all of the work that surrounds it, such as getting rid of your old limiting beliefs, identifying blockages that you have, clearing and making room in your life for what you want to bring into it, it's not going to happen. So I much prefer this 5-step formula that Denise Duffield Thomas has come up with, and I want to share it with you all today. So she did this specifically for the book about manifesting more money. So if I ever revert into just talking about money, it's not because I've suddenly become very mercenary. It's just because that's what the book was about, and that's how she sort of worded it all. But you can use this, you can apply this to anything in your life. So whether you are trying to attract love, the ideal job, your dream house, a best friend, a dog, a baby, whatever it might be, you can apply this to anything in your life. So the first step in the 5-step formula is to declutter everything in your life. Now, before you get excited, put down the charity shop collection bag. It is talking about physically decluttering, but we are mostly talking about mental decluttering. And this is the first time that I've ever really come across mental decluttering. And I'll be honest with you, I am here for it. I love it. Now, when we talk about decluttering, we're talking about old limiting beliefs. We are talking about traumas and things that have happened to you in the past that you've not let go of. We are talking about blockages, whether they are money blocks, love blocks, success blocks, friendship blocks, whatever they might be. And then we are talking literally as well about anything that doesn't support your future vision and your goal and where you want to be headed. Now, you know that I'm a big fan of regularly editing your life and decluttering your life. And I think here they are talking mostly mental, but I do think it's important to physically declutter your life of anything that doesn't support the kind of person you want to be in the future. So if you are somebody who eats a lot of cakes all the time and a lot of sugar, and you make cakes and you eat cakes and you just want to live a healthy, clean living lifestyle, I would go through my cupboards and I would get rid of any junk food. I would get rid of all of my baking stuff. I would sell it as a job lot to somebody. And I would replace these things with things that support my future vision of myself. But here we are mostly talking about decluttering your mind. So the way that you do this is a very interesting practice. Now, you might listen to this and, like I did when I first heard it, think, this is too simple. This can't work. There's got to be more to it than that. But honestly, it truly works. Just give it a try. So the first thing you want to do, so it depends on what you're doing. So we did money, but you could be doing this for love or whatever it is that you want to manifest. So say it's for money. You want to find all of your old memories and resentments about money, and you want to make a list of them. So you're making a forgiveness list, because forgiveness, as we all know, sets you free. There's a reason why Stephen Lawrence's parents forgave his murderers. There's a reason why Nelson Mandela forgave his captors. Forgiveness will set you free. You're not doing forgiveness necessarily for the other person. It will set you free. So you want to be making this forgiveness list, right? You want to go through all of your memories where you feel shame, resentment, humiliation, anger, sadness. It might be that your friends had more pocket money than you as a child. It might be that you had to get a job at age 12 and maybe, you know, your mum took half your money, or I don't know what it is. It could be when you're older and your boyfriend would always make you pay for dinner. Whatever it might be, any situation where you have felt resentful, sad, humiliated, shamed, anything like that about money. Or like I said, if you're manifesting other things, you could do this about love. My God, I could write a bloody long list for all of the times in the past where I've felt humiliated, hurt, upset, sad, angry about love. So whatever it is, you make your forgiveness list. Next, you think about each situation. So you go through the list. You got to do the goddamn work, okay? This is going to take you maybe half an hour, an hour. It depends on how long your list is. I don't know how old you are. If you're old, you might have a very long list. If you've had a very full life, you might have a very long list.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
You go through each item on the list and you think about that situation. You sit and you think about it and you let all of the old repressed feelings come up. Now, these might be feelings of sadness, of anger, of disappointment. It may not be fun to do this. And then the third part is that you say a little, like, almost like not a prayer, but you forgive it and you set it free. So what they say in the book to say is, I forgive you, thank you, I'm sorry, and I love you. And then you let it go. But I altered this slightly. And I altered it to, I forgive you, Thank you for trying to protect me. I'm sorry and I love you. Now, you might be saying this to yourself, your past self. You might be saying it to your parent or your caregiver. You might be saying it to your sibling. You might be saying it to your childhood friend. You might be saying it to your first boyfriend. You might be saying it to whoever is in that memory, your teacher. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. This is a kind of a coverall situation. And I found that the thank you for trying to protect me was really important. And I added that in because I think especially with parents, and especially with yourself, your younger self, quite a lot of things that you did in the past that you might look at now and be like, oh my God, what was I doing? Like, why did I do that? Or why did she do that to me? Or why did he do that to me? Quite often you think, you were just trying to protect me. And that's how you knew best to do it. Like, with the information and the knowledge that you had at that time, that's how you best protected me. And that's all you were trying to do. And so that's why I added in, thank you for trying to protect me. I'm sorry and I love you. And then it's important to mentally let it go. Let that shit go. And you go through these until they have no emotional charge left at all. You do this regularly. And when new ones come up, so you're going to have new resentments and memories coming up all the time. So this isn't something you just do once and you get to be like, okay, I've done that exercise. That was fun. This might be something that you do regularly throughout your life. And as Denise says, the more you declutter, the more you open yourself up and free yourself up to be able to earn and to reach higher, because you are decluttering all of this old shit that's weighing you down. Now, it does sound very simple, but truly it does work. But she does suggest you could use a number of other techniques in the forgiveness process. And I thought I would read some to you. So she says, when forgiveness isn't enough, you can try many different treatments or techniques to help you break the pattern and release the energy. I've done acupuncture, energy work, kinesiology, EFT tapping, which I have to be honest, EFT tapping is an absolute favorite of mine and I've used it for my forgiveness list, access consciousness, Byron Katie's The Work, Brandon Bay's The Journey, meditation, landmark education, yoga. Remember, it all works at some level. So try different things to see what resonates with you and your belief system. There's nothing out there that's better than anything else, and you don't need fixing. You just need help clearing and decluttering old emotions. So try something and see. Don't get caught up in the method or trying to be perfect. As long as the message behind the methodology you choose comes back to self-love and acceptance, you'll heal yourself from the past. So I read that list out for you just because for me, EFT tapping works an absolute fucking treat, but it may not work for other people. And so I would urge you to go through that list, maybe rewind and write a few things down that speak to you and just research them. It could be something like the Wim Hof method. It could be whatever it is. Different things work for different people. And before you say, oh, I thought it was going to be something more dramatic than this, Fran. What, this is it. This is decluttering. I want to share with you my favorite quote from the book. And it's because it's so fucking true. Stop looking for advanced strategies and repeat the basics. How many times do we look for advanced strategies when just doing the basics that we already know, but actually consistently applying them, would bring us revolutionary change in our life? Now we move on to step two of the five-step formula. And step two is decide exactly what you want. Now I will say, despite deciding exactly what you want, also I would urge you to be open to this or something better. But remember that wishy-washy goals will get you wishy-washy results. So try and make sure that your goals are specific, measurable, and exciting. So write down your goals every day. This is a huge part of this process, is writing down your goals every day. And something that she says in this book, which I absolutely love, and I have actually done this since reading this book, is the introduction of a magic pen. Now, I actually went out and bought a specific pen for this. It's rose gold. It has a unicorn on the end. It is a very special pen. Now, I don't write just anything with this pen because it is a magic pen. You have to imagine that whatever you write with this pen will come true within 6 months. And it is such a powerful thing to have a specific pen to do this with and really imagine, like, shit, whatever I write with this goddamn pen is going to come true. So basically, get very clear on what you want. You cannot hit a goal you can't fucking see. We move on to step 3. Surround your life with positivity. Feel good about what you already have now. So like I said, whether you are trying to manifest money, success, a career, love, a baby, whatever it is that you want to bring into your life, you have to be thankful for what you already have now. And there are plenty of ways to show your gratitude for what you already have now that send very strong signals to the universe that you are ready to receive more. Now, we might say, oh, I'm thankful for what I have already. But unless you are physically acting out that you're thankful for it, the universe ain't going to bring you more of it, okay? Let me just tell you that now. So we did it with money, and we were told to look through our life of all the where there might be money in all these places that we're just not appreciative of it, and where we've maybe forgotten about it. And when you think about it, I mean, I've got a YouTube account that has like adverts running on it, like on all my old videos. And I'm pretty sure that there is money sat in that account. Now, does that tell the universe that I'm thankful for all the money that comes to me if I've just got money sat in an account that I've just forgotten about? No, it does not. Also, if you've got unused gift cards and money on store cards and stuff just sat in your purse and vouchers that not have been spent, does that tell the universe that you're thankful for money and that if it sends you more, you're going to use it wisely? No, it doesn't. So I would be thankful for everything that you have already, no matter what it is. And like I said, I know this is not all about money, but it's just what this book was about. And so that's what came to my mind. Something else I would suggest to surround your life with positivity is to crowd out the negativity with positive rituals and actions, because they do compound over time. We often find ourselves living with quite a lot of negativity when we start to really look at our daily life, and when we're trying to manifest something, it really starts to become apparent how many areas that we are thinking negatively or doing negative things. And it can be really hard to change habits like that. And what I find is easier is to crowd out the negativity with positivity. So if you have a bad diet, rather than just stopping eating all the bad stuff, it's a lot easier to start making really healthy choices and adding more fruits into your diet, more fresh vegetables into your diet, a supplement maybe. It's a lot easier to start crowding it out rather than simply taking away everything that you know. And so that is something that I would urge you to do, is to be putting into place positive rituals and actions that you do every day. Now, step 4 is to take inspired action. This is one of my favorite parts of the law of attraction, is that there is action in the law of attraction. It's no good just sitting there and fucking wishful thinking. You have to take inspired action. Now, the book Get Rich Lucky Bitch had so many great examples and so many great exercises of ways that we took inspired action. And they included things like making incremental upgrades to your life, which is kind of like living your dream now. Whatever it is that you're trying to manifest into your life, you live it as if you have it now. I absolutely loved this part of the book. I upgraded a couple of different areas of my life and I saw great results as a result, I guess. Also making a highly symbolic gesture. Making a highly symbolic gesture to the universe is very, very powerful. The example that she gave in the book for money was to hire a bookkeeper. And that's exactly what I did for my business. I hired a bookkeeper and it's 100% one of the best fucking things I've ever done. Another thing you can do is to get ready. So get ready for what you are desiring to come to you. So whether it is this new dream job, whether it's a move to a new city, meeting your soulmate. For example, I say, because I don't want to keep going on about money because that's what the book was about. If you are like, do you know what? What I want is to meet my soulmate. How I would get ready for that is, okay, cool. So I'm going to go through my house and declutter so that when I meet somebody and they come over to my house, it's not a mess. There's room for them to put their stuff. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, we're at capacity here. I would make space for them in my wardrobe, even though my intention is not for us to live in my house together. It's still just a highly symbolic thing to make physical space for somebody. I might start to do all these things again that I have not done for fucking 2 years because of lockdown and babies and everything else. Things like having my hair done and having hair extensions, having my nails done. These are things that I've not done. I've not really done any self-care for 2 years. Do I really think that I'm going to be on the right vibration to meet my future partner when I'm not feeling my best, where I'm not been doing my self-care? No. So that is how I would be getting ready for this person to come. It might be reading the relationship books that I've always meant to read because I want to come into a relationship in the best possible frame of mind. It might be, you know, the list could fucking go on. But that is how you get ready for it coming. For people that are trying to manifest a large amount of money or a huge upgrade in their finances, you could start to think, well, what would I spend my money on if I were in that pay bracket? You know, what kind of holidays would I go on? What kind of house would I live in? What kind of car would I drive? There's nothing to stop you start researching that now and get ready for it coming, basically. I did this when I did not have the money for my extension. I still went ahead and I, despite the fact that I didn't know where the hell I was going to get the money from to do my house, I still hired the architect. I had the builders out to look. Even though I had no money to do it, I did that because I was getting ready for the money to come. And sure enough, it did. Another great thing to do is to anchor in new experiences you are manifesting by celebrating wins. So this is another way to take great inspired action and to also send a signal to the universe that you are so thankful for your goals being achieved and your desires being answered or requested, not requested, like granted. So if you ask for stuff and you're given it and you're just like, right, great, straight on to the next thing, you're not showing gratitude for what you've achieved and how far you've come. And so having an almost ritualistic celebration becomes a, I think, one of the nicest things about the law of attraction. I'm still yet to completely hone mine and refine mine and find what I really love to do because, like I said, you know, the world is very strange right now. I still feel like we're kind of in semi-lockdown. I don't really have nearly as much freedom as I used to have at the moment. So I don't feel like I could celebrate in the way that I would want to right now. But in the future, I definitely will have a celebration ritual that is a lot better than what I've got now. And so we move on to step five. And also what I want to say about this whole formula is that it's a circle. So once you get to step five, you go back to step one, whether you have achieved your goal or not. If you haven't achieved your goal, you can always go back to step one. There's always more to declutter. There's always more to clear. There's always more to work through. You can always be more specific on your goal. And if you have achieved it, you can refine it and you can up level it and you can achieve more and more and more. This is designed to be a continuous circle. So step five is to receive, fine tune, and repeat. So make sure that you are actually open to receiving your goal. If you have asked for a soulmate, but you are not on any dating apps, you're not on any dating sites, you never leave your goddamn house, how the hell is the universe going to bring you what you are asking for? You have to allow a physical portal, a physical door for your thing, your request to get to you. Now, like I said, this book was about money. If you are requesting that you want to be paid, you need to make sure with all the fucking will in the world, it's no good if you don't have an actual system set up to be paid. So that might be something as simple as having a PayPal or a business bank account. If you have been toying with something on the side and trying to make a little business out of it, but you don't actually have a simple, easy way for people to pay you, they're not going to be able to fucking pay you. So it might be something as simple as that. It could be something like having a booking system where you put it online, you throw it out there, and people are able to simply click a button and book. It could be a platform such as Patreon or YouTube Premium or even OnlyFans if you feel like getting your tits out. You need a platform to be able to have people pay you. I remember so long ago when I was like, oh my God, doing the magic with other people is absolutely fucking magical. There's got to be a way that I can do this with people. And trying to get a way of people paying me to do it, I couldn't figure it out. And then thank God the platform Patreon came along and it just all clicked into place and it seemed so simple to do. So whatever it is that you're asking for, whether it is financial or whether it's love or whatever it is, you need to actually be open to receive it. And of course, that last part was to fine tune and repeat. You may receive your goal and then be like, oh, actually, I think I want a bit more like this or a bit more like that. Fine tune it, repeat it, ask for more, up level, new level, new devil. I don't know what else I'm fucking saying here. You got to forgive me. I've got the corona brain. Isn't that a real thing? Corona brain is when you feel all foggy and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed today and that this 5-step formula will help you to achieve whatever it is that you're looking to get out of life. Now, if you would like to do this entire book with me, I would highly, highly recommend it. The book Get Rich Lucky Bitch by Denise Duffield Thomas is absolutely incredible. I have to say, it's probably the best book that we've done in the book club. You can join my Patreon. I think there's 11 podcasts on this particular book. We go through all the exercises. I share with you my experiences of how the book has been working for me, my takes on it, how I've been applying it to my life. And it's just a great, great thing to do. When I did it, I doubled my income. And I know a lot of other people did too. I worked through a lot of money blockages. It is a great, great book to do. So I will leave the link down below if you want to join the Patreon. All of the back catalogue of all the books are always available. So you can join at any point and listen to the podcasts as and when you like. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I'm finishing this just in time to catch Love Island, which I'm very excited about because, like I said, I'm staying at my mum's house at the moment and I've got no Netflix. I've only got about 6 fucking channels. And so Love Island is honestly the highlight of my night. And if I miss it, I get real angry. Anyway, if you would like to follow me on Instagram, please do. I am at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or I'm at Francesca Amber. You can check out my podcast store. I've left a link down below. We do amazing gratitude necklaces, manifestation candles. My sister and I are just getting set up for our Christmas collection, which I'm very excited to share with you. And if you enjoy this podcast, please do the Lord's work. You can subscribe, you can rate, you can review. Those 3 things really help me out. If you've only got time for one, just rate it. Just give it a quick 5-star rating and it makes it so much more visible to, I don't know, the general world. So that would really help a girl out. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful. And I guess I will see you next week for more Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Thank you for listening. I'm grateful you're here with me each and every week. The Law of Attraction Changed My Life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.